All right. So here we are live over the internet through BBS Radio. Wednesday, August the 12th, 2020. Questions and answers with the Elohim. Our beautiful dear friend Terry Brown, located in Sedona, Arizona. She is the channeling person who brings through the voice of the Elohim group in combination with the Ra group. Over the years, lots of mind-blowing information has come through her. And if you are familiar with our work, what Winfrey is presenting, then be aware that you have the option to ask a question. You can submit that per email to Win. And that question will most likely, we have certain parameters that the question needs to be within, but he will ask your question here live on this show tonight. Get pen and paper ready. The email address to send a question to is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Now, this show is a simulcast with a conference call, as usual, and we have a few people join in the meantime. I welcome you all, guys. If you want to, feel free to say your name and location.
Hey, Hus. Hey, everybody. It's Jere in Finland.
Hello, brother Jere. How are you?
Hey, I'm really good. Hey,
all Antonio. Right. Antonio, welcome. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Hus.
How are you doing?
We're doing good.
Me? All right. Antonio's doing good, and I'm also doing good. So, yes, life is good. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Hus. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello. Good evening, Jane. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, everybody. I hear Antonio.
And Yeti.
Nice. Very nice.
The Finlander.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice to be here live on here, you guys. And girls.
All right.
Women and men.
All right. Questions and answers with the Elohim. That's what we do on Wednesdays. And as I just mentioned, the email address that you can send your question to, I repeat, it is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And after this show, a one-hour show, we go over to a accessible by conference call only, Whole Planet Healing. We do that every day at 7 p.m. Pacific time. We gather on the phone. We talk a bit. We mute the phone lines. Win either reads an excerpt from the channel material or he plays a short recording of a few minutes. Thereafter, we do Win leads a planetary visualization, and sometimes he opens up all the mics the phone lines, and we do a group visualization, meaning that one at a time a person does one's own request for healing on a planetary level. And of course, personal too. And when you are in that group energy, that group consciousness, you can also just remain completely silent and do your own requests. Think it from your heart. Good evening. Welcome to the next caller. Please say name and location.
Hi, hi. This is Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Good evening, Jeannie. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
And hi, the next participant, welcome. Please say name and location.
Hi, hi. It's Shirley from Ohio. Hi, everyone.
Welcome, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Debbie, Costa Mesa. Hi, guys.
Welcome to you, Debbie.
Hello.
Hi, Debbie. It's Antonio.
Antonio! Hi, honey. Hi, you.
Welcome to this conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi. This is Jennifer from Greensburg, PA.
Well, hello, hi, Jennifer. Welcome.
Hi, thank Jennifer.
You. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Jennifer.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Good evening, Janine. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Janine. Hi, everybody.
It sounds like somebody's having an icy cold beverage.
Yeah, ice clinking.
Oh, yeah. I have ice clinking. I'm a clinker. There you go.
Clinker. If anyone else joined in, we welcome you. If you want, feel free to say your name and location. And here we have the next caller. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi. This is Cecil in Seattle.
Good evening to you, Cecil. Welcome.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi,
Cecil.
Hi, family.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hi, Roger.
Welcome, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
And welcome, Don from Ohio.
Hi, Don.
Hi,
Roger.
Hi, Roger. Northern Ohio. That's a different state than Ohio, right?
Good part.
I don't know what he means by
the good
Roger.
Part of Ohio. Yeah. Welcome, gentlemen, and those that joined in online through BBS Radio in the last few minutes, we welcome you. We appreciate your presence to this questions and answers with the Elohim, and you do have the chance to ask a question by submitting it per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And I welcome the next caller. If you want to, feel free to say a name or location. But of course, only if you want to. We welcome you.
What are you drinking, Debbie? Water on the rocks?
Yeah, ice cold water, honey. Sometimes there's nothing better than ice cold water.
Uh-huh. Yeah, whoever invented water, great job.
Yeah. Thank you, God.
I think nobody heard here. I'm not sure.
Everybody gets a sip.
Okay.
That's favorite drink, water on the rocks.
Water on the rock, that's right.
Water on the rock.
You know it'll rush your pipes, don't you?
Is there somebody giggling in the background?
I was listening to something that sounded like ice tinkling in a glass.
Oh, I'm going to mute.
Welcome, Helen.
Hi.
Hi, Helen.
Hi,
Helen. That was water on the rocks.
I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. And the next person that joined in, we welcome you.
Did you hear me tell you that water will rust your pipes?
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Well, hi, this is Mary Aileen in Cincinnati. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Mary welcome, Mary Aileen.
Hi, Mary Aileen.
Now, I want to ask you guys, I talked to someone today who had, you were talking about drinking water. He said some time ago, he said he had an issue with something with his back pain or something. And then he said that his physical therapist told him, well, do you drink much water? He said, yes, I'm drinking a lot of water. He said, yeah, you're probably drinking too much water.
Well, oh, no.
Can that be? I never heard of being able to drink too much water.
Oh, yeah, you could kill yourself if you drink too much water.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, within reason.
They're always telling us, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Now we're taking too much.
So and then well, he was advised to... Right. Okay. Once a week, drink a bottle of that Gatorade or something.
Yeah.
Moderation in all things.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You know, the amazing thing I experienced only like 2 months ago or so, you know, I had twisted my ankle, and it was just lasting for months, you know. I couldn't get rid of it. And then our sources told me to drink a lot of water. I'm drinking a lot of water already, but then I just drank as much as I could. And within a week, my pain was gone, completely gone.
Excellent. Wow.
Pain in my ankle. Can you imagine? Solved by drinking a lot of water.
Wow. Water. Nobody would ever believe that. That's amazing.
No.
They're amazing.
How much water is too much water?
Yeah. Well,
welcome to the next caller. Appreciate name and location.
Hi, it's Lauren from Forks, Washington.
Welcome, hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Howdy.
Hi, Lauren.
Well, Antonio, to answer your question, if you stop breathing, then you know that's too much water.
It depends on your size and your weight. And
when it gets up to your neck level, it's too much. I watched Sad Guru video about water this week, and he said some interesting things, including he recommends holding the glass in both hands when you're drinking, without your fingers touching, like a capacitor, put energy into the water. And what else? He's a big fan of blessing the water. He said that gives it structure, so you can talk to the water.
That's what Lauren did.
And drink it out of glass, not plastic.
Yeah.
Right.
In India, they keep their water, drinking water in a copper vessel.
Copper is yeah.
Welcome to the next caller. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hello, this is Arjuna.
Hi, Edna.
Hi, Edna. A neighbor from the north.
Good hobbit, Edna.
That's right. Good nubbin.
Do I get it on there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Yetta.
Very right. Hey, Don.
Hey, Edna.
So, Edna from Snohomish.
Snohomish.
Yeah.
Snohomish, Washington. Yeah.
Trying to imitate somebody. Disregard.
I've just been north of me by about 15 minutes.
All right.
I've been wanting to call you, but I haven't yet.
Edna or Cecil?
Edna. What's a good one to call?
One way to judge how much water you're taking is by the color of your urine. If it comes out looking like water, colorless, you're probably drinking too much water.
Well, when are you drinking too much water, sorry? Because the color is what?
The color is almost
clear.
Colorless. Clear. You're probably drinking too much water.
Pale yellow.
Pale yellow, okay.
Yeah.
Good evening. Yeah. Several people tuned in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
John from Las Vegas.
Welcome, John. And I hear the positive man from Sedona. Welcome, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden. Hi, Raiden.
Who else?
Hi, Raiden.
Pauline from New York.
Welcome, Pauline.
Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
From
all right,
from Flushing. That's where the nanny was from.
The nanny, Flushing Queen.
Yeah.
Oh God, yeah, that nasal voice.
Someone else joined in. Welcome to you. Feel free to say your name and location.
Yeah, it's Dawn in Sedona.
Welcome.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
I love it.
Hi,
Sedona.
Dawn.
That is so great. Are you in West Sedona or Tlaquepaque? Where are you?
Yep. West.
Oh, good. Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Yay.
Back home. Welcome to the next caller. Please see your name and location. Hello, hello, Wynn.
Wynn in Sedona.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Welcome.
Hi, Wynn.
And the next caller, welcome back, Edna. Guten Abend.
Yeah, sorry, I dropped off, so I'm back. Good
all right.
Welcome back.
Hi, Edna.
And welcome to all of you that have joined in recently through PBS Radio Online.
Yeah.
We are still waiting for Terry to appear here, and this is my evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry. Good evening.
Hi,
welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
You have the angel.
All right.
Is mine on yet?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jerry, drive out of this car. Get home.
I'm coming.
You guys go to Picasso's again?
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
Reading the Dr. Gaiman's on and Kurt.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good evening and welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. It's Wanda from Saskatchewan.
Wanda, welcome, eh?
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Wanda.
Did you get a new phone line?
Is Grandma here? Lights out
here. Is who here?
Lights out.
No, she's not.
I'm a white dove.
She's still flying high. Hasn't landed yet.
Did you get my question?
Yeah, but I'm ignoring it.
Oh. Your line is not so clear, Wynn.
No, I know. I'm in the car. I'm driving right now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm about 2 minutes from the house.
Well, you could ignore it until you get home.
We got a call from Dr. Ging about an hour ago. And I said, no, we don't have time to go out to dinner. And he said, come on, I'm buying.
Oh, goodness. It must have been a blessed dinner.
it was a good dinner. Okay.
All right.
Good.
Picasso's. And Terry, are you getting close?
Any good Asian food in Sedona?
Any good what?
Asian food.
Asian food?
Asian, yes.
Asian.
Asian from Asia. Chinese.
Like Chinese food.
India.
Yeah,
they have a good Chinese restaurant.
All right.
I got an Indian restaurant, I got a Chinese restaurant, I got a Thai restaurant. Two Thai restaurants.
We had someone else join in here. Welcome to you. Thank you for being here.
Hello to everybody on BBS. I know you're waiting, and it's worth, I think we're worth the wait, okay? I think so. I'll tell you after the call.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's David from Livermore.
Hello, David. Hey, welcome.
Hi, David.
Hi, David.
Hi, David.
All around the world. Hello.
Valerie, are you there?
Valerie's here. She just said hello.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Hello.
There she goes.
Valerie, the LOE said we should send you a bill.
Wim said something to you. What did you say, Wim?
Oh.
I said the LOE said we should send Valerie a bill.
You should. Yeah, I got it. I'm a private contractor, too. I would like to get on that bill myself. Then she said, Wynn said that the Elohim called and said that he should send you a bill. For all the questions you could ask. Hey, Wynn, I'm sending you $10 a month now. I'm not boasting.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's like the least I can do, you know. I mean, I can do more. Not the most I can do.
Okay, you can do more.
You betcha. Yeah, things are looking good, man. COVID's my bank account.
Robert Karolik.
Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Welcome.
Hi, Robert.
Robert.
Hi, Robert.
We can ask your question today. Yes.
He dropped out already. Someone else joined in. Welcome. Please hit name and location.
Hi, Phyllis.
This is probably me, Phyllis Squim.
Welcome, Southern girl.
Hey, Phyllis.
Hi.
Hi, Philly.
Hi,
Phyllis.
Hi.
Hi, Phyllis.
Philly.
Hello. I like Philly. I think that's cute. Did you?
I like the Philly. I like the steaks.
Yes, as in a fine Philly.
There you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Philly.
I think Phyllis should start a business called Squimming with Phyllis.
Squimming with Philly.
Oh, goodness.
I don't know how to squim, so you can give me squimming lessons.
Welcome back, Robert.
Okay, big...
Hello, Robert.
Robert.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back, Robert.
What city is Robert in?
New York.
Yeah, where's Robert?
Right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, New York, yeah.
Cool.
Well, we're in California here. Where are you guys in Sedona, Wynn? And Terry? We're in Sedona.
Sedona, right. I might be coming that way. My sister moved out there somewhere, so... Let's check her out.
Well, if somebody comes to Sedona, they have to take us to dinner.
Yeah.
The rule.
The McDonald's is your choice.
You can't be McDonald's.
No cheap stuff.
But it could even be happy hour. trousers. Okay.
Right, wouldn't that be fun?
I think we should all get have a seminar or something, come up for a weekend at least, you know?
Yeah,
well.
That's what Dr. Ging said. He said we should all get together with everybody on the line, and they should come here.
Exactly.
And meet.
I want to get there really bad.
Hey, I have an idea. What about, because I have a page called Awakened Visual, and it's about these planets that are approaching. But other stuff, too. Awakened Visual on Facebook. That's me, David Wilkes.
I can barely hear you, David.
If you guys go on there on Awakened Visual on Facebook, and we'll put the Winfrey Show questions and answers, and then we can somehow work on something like that, and then maybe we can have little micro meetings. Because we're not all from the same, obviously, in California or New York, we're not all going to be able to meet up. But it would be nice if three people maybe by chance meet in Sedona. Maybe Wynn said you guys came through San Francisco one time, and we're right here in Livermore on 580, and that would have been perfect for who knows. You know, so I get it. I'm just starting energy. Awakened Visual on Facebook. Go look at my stuff come in.
You know, I'll tell you that Dr. Ging, bought some land in
Cornville.
Cornville, which is next to Sedona, and it's like 8 acres, and he's going to put some kind of buildings on it. Okay.
Wow.
Retreat.
Hi. Good day, everyone. Hello, Lynn. Terry, Elohim, and my question is why am I feeling dizzy for like a WK now and seems to be getting like a bit worse? Thank you, and may all of this call be well, especially Terry and Wynn. Love and light to all.
Okay, that's just freaky weird.
That's weird.
Is that AI?
How did she do that?
Oh, AI's got you.
Oh, goodness.
I hope the next one doesn't do that. All right, Terry, are you
talking in the paper?
Are you settled? You settled?
I'm settled, yeah.
She's not ready, though.
No, I'm never ready.
Never ready.
It never stops you, though.
I'm a ham, yeah. That always says, she's always talking about being a ham.
And negative in prison.
You call it Blue Jays, man?
Stop it.
What's that again?
We have Blue Jays in our backyard.
Hi.
Yes.
We better get started right now, okay?
All right. Hey, thank you so much, Terry. Thank you, Wynn. And thank you, our sources.
Muted.
All right. It is August the 12th.
The recording has started.
This is August 12th, 2020. Wynn and Terry in Sedona and everybody everywhere. And thank you for being patient. We're being bad tonight. But we're good so much of the time that it's okay to be bad occasionally. And we were at happy hour. And with Dr. Ging. Otherwise, we wouldn't have gone. But we're just developing this wonderful rapport with that guy. And so, in any case, this is our call where we query our sources with your questions. And, of course, we're talking to a group soul, which is a conglomerate of two group souls, actually, the Elohim group and the Ra group. And they have huge wisdom, and sometimes people get healings by being on this call. all kinds of amazing things happen. And if you're new and listening new, it's hard to believe we're really doing this. So you have to keep coming back for a while and catch, I won't say you have to, you could choose to, and it's probably worthwhile to do that. Like some of the people on the call right now that are giggling and laughing started coming to the calls and just listening to them, never would identify themselves, or listening on BBS. And I mean, and it's like, who our sources say they are is unbelievable. I don't think anyone should believe it because I say it or because they say it. Somehow, you have to listen, you have to feel the energies, and you have to notice the kinds of things that happen around this work to say, oh my God, they are, I think they're who they say they are. Of course, both sources have been recognized as God in the history of our planet, except neither one says their God. When I asked them, do you like to be worshipped? They said no. They say there are big brothers in the higher dimensions, and they can help us, and we can help them, because both of them, both group souls, have the mission of helping our planet, and they've done it in the past. In any case, but don't believe any of that. If you're, you know, kick the tires, come to our calls, listen to how they answer questions, which we're going to do right now, because people, this is our call. Once a week, people submit questions, and we ask them, and Terry channels the answers live. So stand by. Terry, you're ready, right? I mean, you're not ready, right? I mean, you're ready to be not ready. I can't hear you. Can you hear me? Wait a second here. Wait a second. What's going on? Hang on. Okay, my headset is on. Let me push this button here.
I'm here. Hello?
Yeah, so Terry, I hear you, and Wynn, I was hearing you earlier, but I can't right now. Wynn dropped out.
We can't hear you, Wynn.
You hear me,
Are
Terry,
you on?
Right?
He's coming back on.
Okay. Can you hear me, Terry?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes. But you're kind of close to the mic because I hear you breathing in the mic.
Okay.
Thank you, Terry, and thank you, the Elohim, and all those energies from the other side.
I don't hear you, Ian.
Let's see.
He said, I'm going to press this button, and then he's gone.
There he is. Welcome back, Wynn.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Here we go, Terry.
I'm here. All right.
The last thing I remember saying is, you're ready to be not ready, right?
The last thing I heard was, I'm going to press this button.
Okay. All right.
Wrong.
All right, let's create a quiet space. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect each person on this call. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, this is Ra'an. And we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we see the radiance, the light, emanating out. And then we take another minute and we connect with each and every person, no matter where they are. We can see your light. And if you don't wish to be connected with, then we don't. But those that do, we are there. And if we ever see anything that doesn't resonate with you or make sense or help you out in some way, then disregard it. That is not for you at that time. And we are reminded of one girl who said that we did a reading for her and it didn't make sense to her. But a couple years later, all of a sudden, it made sense. So there's that aspect too. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. Question from Isis. Can you kindly remind me of any successes I may have had helping people rise in their sovereignty and love from the universe in past incarnations? Is there anything holding me back in the goals I set out for myself in this lifetime? Sometimes I feel like I progress in this at a glacial speed, which means very slowly. So,
thank you. We see that you were in Egypt and before that, and you were in an honored, revered place where people respected you and came to see you. A little bit like an oracle, and you were very wise, and you helped people to reestablish their footing and help guide them on their path more than one lifetime. And you have this experience, these experiences, to buoy you up and to give you a foundation in doing this work and in the work that you're doing at the clinic. That is helpful. Your past experience and your motivation and your intention is very, very helpful to you. And you bring joy to those around you. We see these two incidents of you being with in a very revered and protected place where you were able a hallowed place where you're able to work with people and to counsel them and bring them up. Thank you.
Thank you.
When you speak of going at a glacial pace, society has a lot of waking up to do, and so it seems like everything is going, or very much many things are going at a glacial pace, particularly at this moment. Also take into consideration the people's, there's a word for this, not their egos, but their own self are fairly sludgy and stuck. Most physically in their sickness, his body has become built up with toxins and is not operating at high speed, but also in the society, people do not realize the depth of the obstacles they are confronting at this time, they have not very much idea at all of the obstacles that are in their way socially, with negative forces seeking to control them and hold them down. So any progress that you make, it is welcomed, and we are behind you. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm glad you guys are asking questions like this, okay? This is from... Just a moment here. Here we go. This is from Alicia. And she has a question about the function of my connection with my daughter, Sarah. What is our history and what is needed to be fulfilled in this connection, this lifetime?
Give us a moment. You have come in to help straighten some stuff out, and not all of it, or much of it, didn't have much to do with you in the present lifetime. And you have taken on the straightening out of obstacles or deviations people have in their path, and you're like a candle, light burning to provide the direction. So you ask about your past with Sarah. As you move through your relationship with Sarah, just keep your awareness open towards any inklings or any flashes of remembrance that you get, or anything that she may come up with. As it is, we see that there has been you being in touch with her in the past, more than one time. Maybe not as close as now. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question from Robert Harlick in New York. You have spent a lot of time with us, and we appreciate it. I guess you are not in a world constrained by time. Nevertheless, you are interacting with us. My question is, what can we do for you? Is there any way we can help you?
Wow. Well, you are right. We are not constrained by time. We feel constrained by time, however, when we work in your density with you. And when we do these, come into these calls and take part in the third density, we do feel the constraint of time, because that is one of the necessities in tracking with you in the third density. But it is an experience for us. It is a very broadening that we can work with people such as you and other people here. It is like doing a doctorate or doing a service. Just perhaps telling other people who might have an interest in such a thing about it, if you come across such people, to broaden the connectivity of people in our realm, and to ease your burden and others' burden as we could possibly in assistance to them. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question. We're racking them off. Thank you. I just wanted to add something, which I think is true. I'll let them confirm it. Is from their point of view, they can look down into the universe and see suffering. And they have the ability.
It's not looking down so much as seeing,
looking into
seeing the hologramic experience of someone and who is radiating suffering.
Mm-hmm. So the thing about it is, they have the ability to relieve suffering sometimes in situations, and I think they get a lot of joy out of being used in that way. Okay, and so when we allow them to work with us in the way we're doing now, I don't think it feels like work to them. It feels like joy. Yeah, it's like they don't need things. They don't need food. They don't need houses. They don't need sex. They need, you know, we all need those things. So we have a hard time sometimes.
We do need love, and we need contact and love, and it fulfills us in our missions.
Okay, next question. This is from Josephina, and I didn't write down where she's from. Let me see if I can see
it. She's from Canada?
Hang on. I don't know. Josefina Hodgetts. Josefina, if you're listening, send me your location, unless they can pick you up without the location, okay? It's a personal question, so I think you might need her location.
She has asked a question before, so go ahead.
My question is, why am I feeling dizzy for like a week now? Seems to be getting like a bit worse. Thank you, and may all on this call be well, especially Terry and Wynn. Love and light, Josefina.
Thank you. Disorientation. Give us a moment. This is something that, if it continues, to find a good alternative doctor. Sometimes now with the virus, doctors are seeing people via the telephone and connecting with them. It is a disorientation. Check your own up and down your awareness. Put attention on your body, on the stomach area. Does it feel worse when you put your attention on an area of the digestive tract or the stomach or the liver area? Does it feel more dizzy and disoriented? There may be an area of misalignment and disruption in the area, Also, to then check your head and your ears see is when you put your attention on these areas, does it get worse? Do you get more dizzy? As infection of the ear is something that can also create dizziness. So as you check your body, check and see if there is an irritation in the areas of the ears or in the area of the stomach or the intestinal tract. And if you're spotting, zeroing in on the area where there may be infection, or disruption, then as you focus in on that area, you notice that the dizziness gets worse or changes a bit. But if it keeps up, to find a good alternative doctor to check how and tell your symptoms to, and that he may know something that can help with that. There may be some herbs that can help, but we see that a possible infection in the ears area or in the intestinal tract area that is disrupting your connection with the body in that area, which makes you disoriented. Get the
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Next question is from Antonio. And he asks, do I still have issues with past life traumas? And do I have any traumas in this life? And what are they? Now, he doesn't ask, can you fix them? I would have asked that, but go ahead.
We suggest that there are, and as we do not wish to give you a laundry list of them, but as you move through your day, notice where you may become anxious or nervous, and in the connection with someone or a life experience where it makes you nervous. These are the areas to pursue, as these experiences are triggers for nervousness in that comes in from something in your past. There is a hesitancy or a hesitancy and a non-trust of the environment when you are nervous. There's something you seek to have experiences that are predictable. And when you come across an experience that may not be predictable, then it makes you nervous. And you, if you have faith in yourself and faith in your environment, then you do not experience that. So you tend to like things where they're predictable, like walking your dog. So observe yourself and the triggers for when you become nervous, and what is there about that? And did you have someone in your, when you were growing up, it is you sought to reach out and to your surroundings, but made a difficulty or indicated to you that you were not ready or capable or to reach out? Was there somebody that got in the way of your growth? Thank you.
Thank you. And next question is from Mark Sonnenberg.
Hello, Mark. Across the big pond.
Is he in Canada? No, he's in Ireland.
No,
Ireland. Mark, you notice how they keep track of you?
We come directly to you, Mark.
Yeah. A few weeks ago, I mentioned the legal contract I innocently stepped into that has turned out to be quite impactful on me. I feel that part of this is to transmute karma, and the way I am looking at that word and the feeling that I have is that it is a great opportunity for me. The sources imagined, or the sources suggested, that I imagine getting past it and all will be fine. That is a great insight, and I am grateful. But now I am asking for help in doing this. Each morning I spend a good deal of time in nature to open myself to all aspects that will aid in my connection to the divine, including the sources here. I am also asking each day to clear the connection to any unique aspect that would enable me to serve in this life, allowing me to realize my Dharma. Blessings beyond measure. Now, he's not really asking a question there. I don't see a question mark, okay? So maybe you
read
can just comment.
Read the first line again. Read the first line one more time.
A few weeks ago, I mentioned the legal contract I innocently stepped into that has turned out to be quite impactful on me. I feel that part of this is to transmute karma, and the way I am looking at that word and the feeling that I have is that it's a great opportunity for me. Okay?
Thank you. We see that your past, it is opening up something from your past that is goes deeper. So as you work with the legal aspects of this, do not confuse anything from your past or read anything from your past into the current situation. Is they are not quite the same. So look at it directly and make sure you understand or you grasp or comprehend the aspects of the legal contract, but don't try to read into it more than may be there. And if you can separate it out and not bring anything into it that you think might be there but might not, just see if you can just get exactly what it is. And when you separate this from any karma or anything from your past, it will make it easier and you'll be able to ride the surface of this through easier.
Thank you. Last question, except for Don Herman, but I don't think we have time for that. Okay, Don, forgive me. It's just that I pass on you because you've had so many questions.
Don asked last week, I believe.
Pardon me?
Anyway, maybe we could ask Don. He asked last week. Did he ask last week?
Don. Well, this is a question from Harry in Finland. And I thought we would ask that. And if the answer is short, maybe we'll say goodbye to everybody on BBS, and we'll ask Don's question, and then go over to Whole Planet Healing, okay, on the phone line. But here, let me do his question and move right along. Regarding my girlfriend, have we had other lifetimes together? If so, what keeps us coming together, and were we humanoid felines in one of those lifetimes by any chance?
We would rather you make this a exploration including current and past life connections that you can surprisingly feel like deja vu in certain things you do together, that may be directly connected with some incidents you had with her in the past, and locations that have deja vu when you go there together. and need it for exploration and opening up and blossoming. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And we're just going to go here. We have time for this, okay? Let me just get to it. Okay. Don, you asked two questions. I'm going to ask the second one. Is it possible? Is it actually possible to have some sort of personal contact with the one infinite creator? Or is the one infinite creator just too expansive?
He is so much part and parcel of you. He gives contact that is so familiar you do not even know it. He is a part and parcel of you. There is contact for you and each and every one on the line, and everyone and everything.
Mm-hmm. I'll just add a tag question then. Is it possible to go deeper into the connection so we actually operate as a creator in this realm? Does that bring up the energies of the one infinite creator to work through us?
Yes. You can draw on it, yes.
Okay. And that's what I thought. And okay, we did it. It's 7 o'clock. BBS is gone. We're going to go over the whole planet healing.
We're still on BBS. Thank you, BBS.
Oh, we still are.
Thank you,
okay.
BBS.
Great. Well, we're going to go over the whole planet healing. The phone number is 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250-513-pound. 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250-513-pound. So you're welcome to join us, and we'll see you in a moment.
Thank you, Vin and Terry, and our beautiful sources on the other side. And I thank everyone who is here. Let's unlock the phone lines.
Unmuted.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, from Seattle.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vin and Terry.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you, Vin and Terry.
Thank you, Hayes. And is that John who said thank you, Vin and Terry?
Yes, of course, obviously.
John, will you make those changes on the Spirit Channel that you said you would make? Hurry up. Come on.
Okay, Wynn. I'm sorry. I was just working on something else today. I had to send my 21-page cryptocurrency article to my employer because there's a possibility they may be the first ones in Vegas to use it.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Okay. Well, try to get to it, because, you know, more and more people are checking into it.
Yes, okay, I'll do that one.
And the calls are not being labeled, which makes a huge difference. And some of our calls can change someone's life. And
you know what?
Making it so they click on it, you're doing a very important service. So don't explain anything. Just do it. Okay?
Well,
if you don't mind.
I would have to take it over again for a little while, you know, because while I'm making the changes, I'm going to have to do all the updates because
Let's not talk about this in front of everybody.
Right.
Okay. Let's have a group conversation between you,
all right.
You, me, and
so call me after the next call.
Okay.
I just want to make sure
all right.
Budget, you guys.